September 25, 1913. The divine will, not the Holy Eucharist, is the center and the life of the soul. The divine will gives life to the sacraments and encloses them within itself. I had told my confessor that Jesus had said to me that the will of God is the center of the soul. That this center is in the depth of the soul, and that, spreading its rays like the sun, it gives light to the mind, sanctity to the actions, strength to the steps, life to the heart, power to the word and to everything. And not only this, but also that while this center, the will of God, is inside of us, so that we may never escape from it, and so as to remain at our continuous disposal, never leaving us alone or separated even for a minute, at the same time, it is also in front of us, on our right, on our left, behind and everywhere, and it will be our center also in heaven. The confessor was saying, instead, that the Most Holy Eucharist is our center. Now, Blessed Jesus came and told me, my daughter, I have to do in such a way that sanctity might be easy and accessible to all, unless they did not want it, in all conditions, in all circumstances and in every place. It is true that the Most Holy Eucharist is center. But who instituted it? Who constrained my humanity so that it might be enclosed within the little circle of a host? Wasn't that my will? My will always have primacy over everything. Further, if everything is in the Eucharist, the priests who call me from heaven into their hands, and who are in contact with my sacramental flesh more than anyone should be the most saintly and the most good. Instead, many are the worst. Poor me, how they treat me in the Holy Eucharist. And the many souls who receive me, perhaps every day, should be many saints if the center of the Eucharist were sufficient. Instead, and it makes one want to cry, they remain always at the same point, vain, irascible, punctilious, etc. Poor center of the Most Holy Eucharist, how dishonored it remains. On the other hand, there might be a mother who does my will and cannot receive me every day because of her conditions, not because she doesn't want to. She is patient, charitable, and carries the fragrance of my Eucharistic virtues within herself. Ah, is it perhaps the sacrament or, rather, my will to which she is submitted, that keeps her subdued and compensates for the Most Holy Sacrament? Even more, I tell you that the sacraments themselves produce fruits depending on how the souls are submitted to my will. They produce effects according to the connection that the souls have with my volition. And if there's no link with my will, they may receive communion, but they will remain on an empty stomach. They may go to confession, but remain still dirty. They may come before my sacramental presence, but if our wills do not meet, I will be as if dead for them, because my will produces all the goods and gives life even to the sacraments only in the soul who submits herself to it. Those who do not understand this are babies in religion.